Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn
and Karma,
and thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast, episode number 334.
We're back.
We're together. We haven't seen each other in 2 whole weeks.
It's been a minute.
So much has happened. We've already talked about it because it's not podcast content.
No.
There's some of it, but like sometimes we just got to talk all the shit pre-pod.
Yes.
Because we don't want to get sued.
Yeah, and I never know. I always have, like, I never know who's going to start trying to, like, find me on the internet.
I'm always afraid people are going to find me on
like
the internet.
It's like my nightmare. Anytime anyone at my work brings up, like, social media, like, oh, do you have Instagram? Do you have Twitter? Do you upload? I'm like, no. No, I don't use it.
I don't do any of that.
I don't use it.
I don't, nope.
Mm-mm.
Who's
Twitter?
I don't believe in social media. Yeah. I don't believe in the internet, actually.
I'm just not really a social media person.
I only Netflix.
Yeah. So basically, that's me. Anytime anyone brings up social media, I'm like, no,
hard,
I don't.
Hard same.
Don't even look for me. I don't have it.
Mm-mm. Oh, the other day I came into work and my coworker was like, I'm like, how's it going? She's like, good. I'm just listening to a podcast. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah.
What if she was like, it's the Heels and Heels. There's two really cool girls.
It's funny. They have the same name as you. Yeah, she was listening to Dr. Drew's podcast.
Mm.
And she's like, I'm listening to this guy, Dr. Drew. Have you heard of him? I'm like,
yes.
Yeah.
We've heard of Dr.
I'm Drew. Like, Dr. Drew Pinsky? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, Loveline? And she's like, I don't think so.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, Loveline? And then I looked up Dr. Drew. He's been on Loveline since like 86. Was that the year I looked up? That was the year I was born.
Yeah.
He was on Loveline for like almost 30 years.
Yeah.
And for her to be like, I don't think that, I don't know, Loveline, what? And then I'm like, yeah, this bitch is never gonna find me on the internet.
Well, yeah, and then I'm
like, not worried about it. She didn't know who Dr. Drew was.
Yeah. Well, and even if you don't know, like, you're listening to this podcast and you've never like stopped and Googled like who
this person is
or what they're, yeah, I mean, that's, I Google everything.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I've like Googled an actor in like a show and gone on their Wikipedia and been like, I've been on this Wikipedia before?
You're like, I recognize that photo. Why is the photo on Wikipedia, anyone's Wikipedia page, like the worst photo they've ever taken in their life?
In their life.
They're always bad. It's never
and
a good photo.
And they're also always like 5 to 8 years old. Like it's never a current picture.
Never. Like no one can update that.
Yeah.
They can go in and update like bullshit in their bio, but no one updates the photo ever.
It's just like some random, like it's them on a panel at Comic-Con, just like mid-sentence.
Exactly. Or like mid sneeze.
Yeah.
They're like eyes are doing like a weird thing. Yeah. One's bigger than the other.
Yeah. But it's not. Yeah. I don't know. There's so many stock photos of celebrities on like beautiful red carpets. You can't like get one of those. No, you get the Comic-Con panel.
Ugh, it's so it's embarrassing.
Weird.
It's
so
very
weird.
Strange. Karma, what are you obsessed with this week?
Bitch, it's here. It's happening.
It's happening.
Starbucks holiday drinks. Oh. They started today.
Oh, today.
Caramel brulee.
Oh, have you had one already?
Yeah, duh.
Obviously.
With almond milk.
That's right. We discussed almond milk previously.
Yeah. Yes.
We're getting old.
I'm an almond milk person now because everything gives me indigestion.
Indigestion. Upset stomach.
Diarrhea. Literally have Pepto-Bismol tablets on my person at all times.
I just took Pepto 5 minutes ago.
Oh my God. Like literally, twins. How do we mind meld like this?
I don't know. It's just the way we are.
I also think a lot of it is like stress. And that's also why both of us get shitty.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally,
yeah,
why
it's
like
just like our bodies are just like, I need to shit.
I literally just before we started, I just announced I'm gonna go shit real quick, BRB, and then we'll start the podcast.
Mad respect, dog. You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's like, sometimes a girl's gotta shit when a girl's gotta shit.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Holding your shit? I would never ask you to do that.
No. I mean, Lord knows I've in my 30 almost 3 years of life, I've held in my shit a lot.
Oh, have I ever?
I mean, probably not the first like 3 years. No. It was just free flowing.
Yes.
What a delight.
To just be like, I'm pooping now.
I'm pooping now. Clean Someone else deal with this. So we'll say in the last 30-ish years of life, I've held in my shit a lot.
More than I can count, honestly.
Way too many times. And you know what? I'm just not about that life anymore.
Because you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I feel like a lot of places, like public places and especially workplaces, like don't respect the sanctity of restrooms. Yep. And there have been so many times where I'm like, I wish I could shit, but I'm not shitting in that restroom. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure, sure.
Like, I can't. Like, you need to be like relaxed and let it happen when you shit. But like going into that restroom, I'm not relaxed. Like,
no,
that's
no,
not,
no.
That's not a place.
Stalls, yeah. Or if it's too quiet or if whatever, or there's someone
or
else.
The lock is jiggly and like it doesn't ever lock. Right, and you're like, oh,
what if someone storms in?
Yeah, no,
because they need to shit real bad. Yeah. And then I'm in there shitting real bad. Yeah, it's a lot. The place where I just moved in, my new workplace, which I have lots of thoughts and feelings about, but my new workplace is there's one bathroom for all of the shared office space. One toilet, like, that you just walk in and like the toilet's there.
Oh no.
It's actually very like beautifully decorated and it's really cute, but like also like we've heard people be walked in on.
Yeah,
like ah, and you're like ah. So they've got that one, and then they have a men's restroom and a women's restroom outside the building. Mm-mm. Where the access is from the outside.
Mm-mm.
And I'm
like a truck stop.
Yeah,
no.
And I'm like, also I don't want a like big sign, hey, women here, no one can hear them screaming.
Yeah, shitting woman in here.
Like it's very, also very cute, like decorated lovely. It's very adorable. I think it's super cute, but it's also like kind of feels very dangerous.
Yes.
So like, I mean, I have shit in that outside bathroom because I'm like, well, if I'm going to shit,
you're going to shit outside.
I'm going to shit outside, not inside. But then also like you're shitting outside.
Yeah.
It's kind of archaic.
That's weird to me. Like, that's what I'm talking about. There needs to be, it needs to be nice. There needs to be stalls. There needs to be like soft, gentle music playing
all the time
to cover the sound of the farts.
Yes, of course.
I there don't needs need to hear to be... other people farting and peeing.
Or what if it wasn't soft, gentle music? What if it was just like aggressive, like metal?
Okay.
No one's hearing anything over aggressive metal.
That's true. And then you're all very comfortable because at least they can't hear you poop and pee.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that's what we need to do. We need to just like...
Bathrooms need music. Why do I need to listen to other people pee?
Yeah, no.
Even if it's just pee-pee.
Even if it's just pee-pee.
I don't need to hear you peeing.
No one wants to hear each other peeing.
That's absolutely not. Disgusting.
My old office was right next to the bathroom and we absolutely could hear people peeing.
Through the walls?
Through the walls.
Yuck.
And I'm like, yo, music needs to be playing in this room
all
the time so we don't have to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It is gross.
To just be like trying to mind your own business and get your work
and
done.
And you're just like, do, let me do this expense report.
Someone's peeing.
Someone just flushed the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just moved to a different office within this office space. So now I'm across the hall. I can't hear shit.
That's amazing. Literally.
I have a cold. So I apologize. Unless you like this voice, and then
some people might
you're
be into
welcome.
It. We've had worse colds.
We've had worse. Yeah. It was fine. It's okay if I don't talk.
But
and then I can do like little bursts of talking where it doesn't sound like this.
But then you're talking.
But then when I talk for a long period of time, it goes to this.
Mm-hmm. No, it sounds great. You can't even tell.
it's like very normal.
Yeah.
Did I say an obsession?
No. We went off the rails
already. Went off the rail. It already went a very far direction. So do you want to finish up your obsession? Or are you good?
Starbucks, oh, no. Starbucks, drinks. But I get almond milk because everything gives me the shits.
Excellent. So eggplant and obsession all in one. I am obsessed with hotel upgrades.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. So I did. I had my very big, giant work event fundraiser over the weekend. It was a mess, but it ultimately raised a lot of money, and so it went well.
Mm-hmm.
Our guests that were there really enjoyed themselves, so I consider it a win. Mm-hmm. But the hotel where we were having the event, I got a room because I'm like, I want my own space. I want my own space. I will pay for my own room. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'll have my space. So I just like got a room, and the person that I was working with at the hotel upgraded me to a suite. And so like I walked in and there was like lovely like macarons and Voss water and like a note from her, and we were in this suite and the fucking bathroom was gigantic. There was this big ass shower and then an even bigger ass like soaking tub. Ooh. And like a vanity with a giant mirror and like one of those magnifying mirrors that you're like,
oh no,
rude.
Yeah, I think not.
I didn't know I even had hair there. Rude. Yeah. But like, no, it was a delight. It had this huge like wraparound balcony. I'm like, who is
what
she?
The fuck?
And I was on the top floor. Ooh,
ooh. Bougie.
I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, thank you for recognizing me as the queen. I clearly am.
Clearly.
But like, yeah, nice hotels are fun.
Yeah.
But still, shitty pillows. Why do all hotels have shitty pillows?
Still.
Even when you're in a bougie hotel on the fucking top floor in a goddamn suite, it still had shitty pillows.
Did they give you two? Or like...
They like, gave us four.
But they were all big.
But they were all too hard?
Yeah.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we did... When we got there, we promptly also ordered room service that came up in like the little table with the thing and the and I'm like,
look at me.
It was great.
That's like my dream, but like the thing is, most of the hotels and stuff I'd stayed at, the room service is like, I'm just gonna go eat somewhere else. Like I know the room service is not even gonna be that good, and it's just gonna be twice as expensive as it needs to be. So I'm like, it's not even worth it. But if it's like a fancy hotel and like, yeah, it's twice as expensive as it needs to be, but at least it's good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was very good. And Michael, the bellman, became my best friend. Mm-hmm. We've done events there before. So he recognized me because tip early, tip often.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers you.
Yeah.
And I, so I'm like, hi, Michael. And he's like, what do you need? What can I get you? Blah, blah, blah. So he gathered my stuff. He's like, I'll take it up to your room. Don't even worry. You just head on up. And I'm like, great. So I go up. My stuff arrives eventually. And I'm like, and I went back to help somebody else with something. And I'm like, hey, Michael, can you get me a room service menu? He's like, no problem. I'll bring it up to your room. I'm like, this is
the life.
The fucking life.
Oh, my God.
So I'm obsessed. God. I'm obsessed with that shit.
Oh,
that being said, there were a lot of other issues with that hotel. We will not be returning.
But the bellman was great.
But like for the moment, it was good. It was nice.
Right.
And when the event was over, I went and took a shower and then like took a soak in the tub.
Oh my God.
At like 12:30 at night. It was a fucking delight. And now, then just was like on my phone.
Tell me this.
Tweeting.
Was there a TV or could you see the TV from the tub?
No.
That's a miss.
No. The bathroom was very separated from the room, mm-hmm. but the TV was massive. Another thing, though, is that it's just the same shitty cable package that all hotels have.
Right.
And I'm like,
pfft. Yeah.
And I didn't plan. I mean, we were like, I didn't expect to have any time to do anything at all, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't pack our Roku.
Oh,
so it was just
God.
Like, oh,
so you were
God.
Watching guys' grocery games.
There wasn't even guys grocery games.
Oh,
I don't even, what the fuck were we watching?
God.
It was something awful that I'm like, well, this is our lives. Oh, Two Broke Girls.
Oh.
Syndicated Two Broke Girls. And then I'm like, I guess I'm just gonna, I'll go take a bath.
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
We stole a bunch of shampoo and conditioner.
Well, they expect
it's all of Vita.
It's part of the price you pay, honestly.
Exactly. But like in the morning, I was like, can I get, or I actually had Josh be like, can we get another set of toiletries? And they gave us two of everything in a bag, like ready to go. They're like, we know what you're doing here.
I love that.
It was
that.
Great.
That's
it was great.
So cool.
What can you eat an eggplant?
Well, getting the shits at your place of work.
Yeah.
That definitely.
That's what's rough.
Can eat an eggplant. Because not only, so here's the thing. So I work retail, right? So like the restroom I use is not just, there's an employee restroom, but it's one of those where it's just the room with the toilet inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more disgusting than the public restrooms.
Ew,
because
they don't go clean it like they would clean the public ones.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's even more disgusting. So I basically had to have the shits in a public restroom. So it's like just really doubled down. Like I'm at my place of employment, but I'm also having the shits in a public restroom. Like,
That sucks.
Yeah, it hurt my soul, and I still haven't mentally or physically recovered fully, but I'm trying my best, you know, and I'm just trying. That's all I can do.
Great.
I'm just trying.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. How is your situation, like, right now?
My situation right now is okay. Okay.
You've got Pepto. I mean, like, since you've been here, I think I've shit 3 times. And you shit 0 times.
I've shit 0 times.
So I feel like you're probably doing all right.
I'm okay, but I did take a Pepto before, like when I was at my house before I came down here, because my tummy was feeling a little bubbly.
Do you do the liquid or do you do the tablet?
I do a tablet. And if I'm just feeling a little bubbly, I do like one tablet just mm-hmm. to settle it down.
Sure, sure.
But if I'm like, you know, shitting, then I'm like 2 tablets.
That's a 2 tablet
yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also do the tablets. I don't like the liquid because I'm not 12.
The liquid is disgusting.
Yeah. No, I do just do the tablets. Yeah. Just pop a tab. I mean, what's happening to our bodies?
I think we're getting older and we're stressed out and we haven't taken care of ourselves ever.
So do you think we should like take care of ourselves?
All just coming to a head, like a big old pimple. Like our whole body is just a big old pimple ready to pop.
So it's everything's coming to a head in our asshole.
And it's trying to get out.
Wow. It's trying to escape.
Literally.
So like, do we have to start taking care of ourselves? Is that what this means?
Yeah, but like, do you know like how inconvenient that is?
That's very inconvenient.
Like health.
Like what do we, where do we even start? Do we have to do like keto?
God, no. That's impossible.
What about, do we have to be like vegetarians?
No. I mean, I think it starts with like simple things like switching almond milk in your coffee.
I feel like we should, go vegan to help the planet.
Okay.
Cause
full
like,
vegan?
Full vegan. Got to go hard on your vegan.
What about this?
What if we just do like, I like how I'm like propositioning we do any sort of diet. Like we would do anything. Sort of diet. What if we just do like once a week, no meat? Vegan once a week.
Vegan once a week or vegetarian once a week?
Vegan. No animal product.
No.
Can you do vegetarian?
I could do vegetarian.
Once a week, vegetarian.
That is easy because even Taco Bell lets you switch out for black beans.
Exactly.
So like that's like no big D.
No big D at all.
Like switching vegan, like what I literally just eat a bowl of black beans from Taco Bell? I don't think so.
It's just black beans, nothing else.
Yeah,
but that's literally the only thing that vegans can eat.
Yeah.
The lettuce leaf and some black beans.
Yeah.
All right. So let's challenge ourselves. Once a week vegetarian.
What day?
If we're doing vegetarian, can we do it twice a week?
No.
Okay. Once a week vegetarian. Let's say Wednesdays.
Okay.
So we can talk about it on Thursdays about how we did.
Okay.
So we're going to be Wednesday vegetarians.
Okay.
Do you think we'll remember on Wednesday to be vegetarians?
Probably not.
All right. Well, we'll see.
I mean, I'm doing pretty good. Like, I've been eating like salads, but like chicken salad. Grilled chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
But all I have to do is say like no chicken. Boom.
Or just do a different salad that's not
chicken.
Wow. You can do it.
I can. I'm great.
And if you are just doing vegetarian, you can do like cheeses and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can still do sandwiches, just like no meat.
Which ooh, I already sometimes do.
Like, what about like a chicken or a tomato mozzarella basil?
Yeah.
Like a caprese.
Yeah.
I'm excited about my vegan day. That sounds good.
Well, my vegetarian day. Because if you put
I'm not doing vegan.
The mozzarella, that's not very vegan.
That's hella unvegan.
Yeah.
Wow. So shit is going to be your eggplant.
Shitting. Yeah. Just general shitting. Your body like giving up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, body. I know. I'm sorry. But like, I'm not going to right now like start taking care of myself.
No.
I live how I live. You know what I mean?
What do we look like? Responsible adults.
I mean, listen, I can like put almond milk in my coffee, but like I'm not gonna start running. You know what I mean? Like, God.
I literally don't know if I could run.
No,
like if a zombie was chasing me and I was like, you need to run or you're going to die, I'd be like, take me, death.
Yeah.
I don't know how far I could actually run if I had to run.
If you had to run, you could run farther than if you didn't have to run, but you still couldn't run that far. I mean,
no, look at me.
You would literally like your body would also just like probably give up and you it just, would like, just pass like out.
Start shitting. I would just be like, we don't know what's happening, just release the hounds.
We already know that you start peeing when you get freaked out, so
I do start peeing so everything freaked out. I do. God, that instance is burned in my brain.
Yeah,
that hashtag never forget.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I've got lots of eggplants. I don't even know where to start. I'm gonna start with getting sick.
Yeah, everyone's getting sick. It's the time of year.
Moving things. And I know exactly who got me sick, and now I'm afraid that it's a weird Eastern European disease.
Oh my god.
One of the people from our partner organization from Moldova is in town for this event that we had last weekend. And other things. And he had to come by our office on Tuesday to talk about, like, budgets. It's very boring. But he was sick.
Uh-oh.
And that was 2 days ago. And today.
Yeah.
This is happening to me.
Yeah. Couldn't possibly have anything to do with anything
and
else.
And I'm like, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
What if he brought something from Moldova?
I think you're fine.
To here.
I think you're fine. We'll see. Also just be like the wind and the fires and the weather constantly fluctuating and changing. And
it could be that I'm now sick. It could also be now that I'm like being forced to be in an office that I have not had to be in for a year. And mm-hmm. I'm in circulating air with other humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be lots of things.
Could be lots of things. You know what also can eat an eggplant? When you have an event and you have leftover like wine and champagne and like some like specialties that are special and mm-hmm. very expensive, and you leave it with the hotel Saturday night because your wine storage place is closed on Sunday night, and when you go on Monday some of those boxes aren't there. Not the cheap average yeah. wine, just the very expensive bougie several hundred dollars per bottle of wine mm-hmm. is just missing, and you're like, hi, I'm missing these, I did leave them here, and they're like, we don't know where they are, and I'm like, look again, and then the next day they're like, we don't have them, we don't know where they are, and I'm like, look again, and they say, we don't know, and I'm like, talk to loss prevention. Yeah. Where is it? Figure it the fuck out. And
it's then, a hotel, there's cameras fucking everywhere,
and then you find out that your boss took it home. And then you have to apologize to the hotel because you were, like, accusing them of stealing your shit. And you didn't tell your boss because you knew she would flip her shit because she's just that type of nervous chihuahua energy that I'm like, I'm going to get it solved before I even have to deal with her. And then I just happened to, like, see that she took it for safekeeping.
Uh-oh. Why didn't she say anything?
Why didn't she say she took it?
Yeah.
I don't, because that's not how she does things. She just.
Woof. That is a woof.
That is a woof.
Pour one out for the homie Carolyn.
And then.
Yikes.
I mean, yeah. So I should probably like.
Send them a bottle of wine.
Should probably do something there. Because like, what a cunt. But like. It's real convenient, right? When you leave 8 boxes of wine.
Yeah.
And 2 of the boxes have like really fancy stuff and they give you 6 back yeah. and it just happens to be not the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a little too convenient, folks.
Yeah. No, I get it. It all pointed to some.
And she never said, oh, I'm taking it with me, or hey, I have it. Be sure to take it to the wine storage on Monday so mm-hmm. that it doesn't spoil.
Yeah.
None of that happened.
No.
And I just found it today.
Whew.
6 days later, 4 days later, five, I don't know how many. I can't count.
It doesn't matter. Days later. Multiple days.
Multiple days. It's time for new flavors of old favorites.
New. Well, it's a good time of year because lots of weird shit's going to be coming out because weird shit just happens in yeah. the winter. But this is
not a winter specific no, item.
Actually, I saw this a while ago and I finally found it in the stores and it looked good and delicious.
Oh.
But it's probably not because it's Hostess.
It's Hostess.
Hostess birthday cupcakes. So
fun.
They're frosted yellow cake with creamy filling and they've got some rainbow sprinkles. They look like funfetti basically, but they're probably garbage because they're Hostess. Eh,
they could be good. Would you be up for some tea? Oh, she just threw it across the room at associate producer like, here, catch. Except for he hadn't turned around, so it just hit him in the side of the body.
He's fine. It was just, he's fine. I love
he's
him.
Fine, but it was just like,
it's funny. I'm
you couldn't be like, hey, babe, here you go.
I wanted to surprise him.
I think you surprised him.
I would. I did. Yeah.
Again, should I put on the tea kettle?
Oh, if you want.
I think I'm going to.
Okay, hold on. Cool.
Let's see. Unless you want champagne.
No, I do not. All right. It feels like a Hostess cupcake. Very weirdly greasy and dry on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes I kind of like this.
It's okay.
It tastes more like a Little Debbie than a Hostess.
It really just tastes like a flavorless collection of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no, like, oh, wow, yellow cake and creamy nope. frosting. No, it's just sugar.
It's just sugar.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's just sugar.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
But I would pick this over, like, other Hostess snacks.
100%. I would pick this over the regular cupcake.
I would pick that over the regular cupcake. I would not pick it over a Ding Dong. I'm not a monster.
Okay. I probably would.
Ding Dongs are my favorite.
But I do like white cake more than chocolate cake.
Exactly. So, I mean, they're okay. I'd give it like a 6.
Yeah. I think 6 is a fair number.
I think that's probably the highest rated Hostess we've ever had on our...
Probably.
On our segment. Like,
I mean, I literally might actually eat this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So there's that.
Yeah.
So actually, you know what? 7. Woo. Fuck it. I'm giving it a 7.
Mm.
All right, can you monologue for just a minute?
So there I was in the back room at work trying to find pictures. No, fixtures, shelves, things like that. Trying to set up the floor. When all of a sudden, a rumbling in my tumbling.
Oh, no.
And my coworker's like, can you pick up that shelf? And I was like, nah, I gotta go. And I ran.
Did you actually run?
A bitch was power walking.
No, but you were power walking. It was like a power walk situation.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Girl. So, that's the story of getting the shits at work.
Keep talking.
I also have been accused by my coworkers of being with child because I didn't feel good. That was honestly the worst part of it all. Like, you know, I can handle some shits, but don't put that pregnant juju on me. You know what I mean? And also, like, don't, like, ew. Don't just assume a woman is pregnant. That's gross. Because, like, if I was pregnant, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
Because
it would be not for very long.
It would be not, exactly.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so I'm starting some tea.
Oh, we're starting some tea, all right.
Okay, let's talk wrestling news.
Woo! Wrestling.
Wow. Wow, wow, wee, wow. Saudi Arabia was a mess.
What a surprise. Just kidding.
To no one.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what the rumor was with Saudi Arabia. I didn't watch this. I don't watch any of WWE stuff anymore. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I care because it's scary, but I don't care. Because
you don't care what happens. You don't
care
what the show is like. You don't care.
Sure, sure, sure. So, like, rumor has it that Saudi Arabia, whoever is the money handler there, never paid for the last pay-per-view. So, like, they had an outstanding invoice.
Mm-hmm.
And WWE's like, you need to pay that invoice or we're not going to be broadcasting that show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't believe you. And then they're like, well, it was supposed to be broadcast 45 minutes ago and I haven't done it. So let's get that chingle. So then they eventually paid. And then WWE's like, great. Okay. The show must go on. And then they have the show. Everything's whatever. Everything's fine. You know, no one cares. I think Bray Wyatt's the new Universal Champion.
There was an actual women's match.
There was a women's match. Natalia and what's her face?
Lacey Evans.
That's one. Yeah. I did a like thing with my body and you knew what it meant. So they had a women's match. It was whatever. They all go to get on their planes to leave, and the plane, Vince McMahon and a couple other people got on like a private plane and leave. And then everyone else gets stuck at the airport with mechanical issues or other bullshit for hours and hours and hours that people think is the Saudi Arabia government retaliating against Vince McMahon for being a dick about wanting his money.
Yeah, I could see that.
Sure. And then I guess they chartered a plane to get what people are referring to as the top 20 out of Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know who the top 20 are because I didn't do that deep of a dive. But like they essentially said like, oh, these top 20 are very important. The rest of you, good luck.
Good luck getting out of Saudi Arabia. We hope none of you die.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Yeah. Everyone eventually got home. Everyone was safe. People are very angry. Some people are like, I'm leaving. Blah, blah, blah. But it does appear as though Raw went business as usual. So,
but then like the next day or 2 days later, WWE was like, guess what? We extended our Saudi Arabia deal and we're doing
like
more shows there.
A couple days later, I think it was to 2027.
Yeah.
Like they're like,
this is great. We're doing more.
We're so happy with this partnership.
They're like doubling down. I'm like, ooh, yikes. That's a big yikes right there.
That's a big yikes. That's a hard thing, like, I would imagine as an employee, like, having your employer see someone treat you so poorly and then be like, yeah, it's fine. We're going to keep playing in that sandbox.
Yeah.
So, they're dicks. It's a surprise to no one. But NXT ended up being on SmackDown because like most of the SmackDown roster didn't come back.
Right. Cause they were in Saudi Arabia.
So like, God bless NXT. Good luck for that. I mean, congratulations to those guys.
Yeah.
But like also what a way to fuck WWE, Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
they fucked them hard.
Yeah.
Cause like the whole new Fox thing, and this is only a couple weeks in, like that's, they boned them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever, but like a lot of people are just like, we're miserable. And then there's other people that are like, no, it was mechanical errors. Everyone's blowing this out of proportion.
Mighty convenient.
I'm looking at you, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're like, everything's fine.
We all had a great time. We sat around the campfire at the airport singing Kumbaya, and we just held hands and talked about our feelings, and we all had a great time. It was a bonding moment.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was great. We're all friends. We all are very happy with Vince McMahon. Oh, there's our tea. Oh, ooh, right when we're talking about Vince McMahon.
What do you want?
We are a very pro.
Honey, vanilla, chamomile, and youthberry, which is flavored white tea blend with notes of wild orange blossom.
Ooh, I want the honey vanilla. We're picking tea flavors now. We're spilling tea. This sounds delish. We're spilling tea and drinking tea. This is what happened when the girls are here. No producer.
You want some?
Yeah, can I have the last one?
Yeah.
So anyway.
He's
going
to be so mad when he listens back to this and it's just me from the kitchen.
Making tea.
And yelling at the microphone.
You know what? Listen, we do things our own way. Our stomachs are revolting. We need tea. We're having a grand old time and we're talking about wrestling. Like, we're still doing our job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Some people are pissed, whatever. Also, Xavier Woods got hurt. So he had surgery. I think he's going to be out for like a year or close to it.
And he's fully losing his mind.
Yeah. He's going insane. Yeah.
That's for sure.
But it's fun. It's a good time. A good time for all. I mean, he didn't have to go to Saudi Arabia, so there's that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And then I honestly, like, haven't watched Total Divas in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, I watched 3 episodes last night.
3 episodes?
Hold on one
second. Last week.
I deliver the tea.
Oh, we're delivering tea. So last week, the episode title was like all about Ronda or something like that. And I was like,
all about Ronda.
And I was like, I don't think so. I'm skipping that episode. And then I went to, I was going to watch the one from this week because I saw that Nia Jax and the Bella Twins were on it. But I was like, I still can't be bothered because it's going to be 10 minutes of the Bella Twins and 50 minutes of Ronda Rousey. So I decided, no, I won't do that. I think not. And that's that. That's how Sue sees it. So I haven't
watched. That's how Sue sees it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what happened. Rhonda is like, why doesn't everyone like me? I have an idea. I'll invite all the girls, quote unquote, to my cabin in the woods to do altitude training.
Ew.
Nothing says let's have a nice girls bonding trip like altitude training. And the only girls who went were Natalia and Sonia.
Well, yeah, because they seemed like the ones who would want to do altitude training.
So they didn't want to do altitude training, but they felt like it was the right thing to do to, like, accept her invitation. And I'm like, no, you don't accept invitations.
Don't.
That's never the right thing to do.
No, absolutely.
So they go up there. Natalia's like, why doesn't your dog like me? I love dogs. And they're like, you don't like dogs. She's like, yes, I do. And so Natalia's solution for getting the dog, because the dog was like, didn't like her. The solution she had, guess. If you thought like.
I already saw on the internet. She just rubbed peanut butter on her pussy and everywhere else.
Yes.
Yeah.
She rubbed peanut butter all over her body to like. Attract the dog. And I'm like,
first of all, that's animal cruelty.
The dog, it was like she was covered everywhere. The dog was just like, what is happening?
Yeah,
what is happening? So she like rubbed peanut butter on like her inner thighs and then like put like leggings on, and then she put some like
she
in her sleeve
some peanut butter pussy.
So she's like trying to attract a dog with peanut butter. I'm like, don't do that. Carmella was also supposed to be there, but then she said she got stuck at the airport, which was a full-blown lie because she just wanted to hang out with Corey Graves.
Why would you want to hang out? I mean, Corey Graves or Ronda Rousey, they both sound terrible.
They both sound terrible, but she fully just lied to her friends and was like, my flight is delayed and I don't know when I'm going to get there. And
don't
blah, blah, blah.
Lie to friends. You know what? Just be like, you know what? I need some dick. And I'd be like,
get it, girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, why do you need to lie? She, like, that's what I don't like.
Eventually, Corey was like, so when are you going to tell your friends the truth? Because if you can so easily lie to them, you could easily lie to me.
And I don't like that.
And she was like, fuck. So she was like, hi. So I'm actually in Florida. I just wanted to hang out with Corey. And they're like, that's fine.
Like, just tell us.
Just tell us. We totally get it.
Yeah. You don't have to hang out with.
Like, get that dick, girl.
Yeah, like, or do whatever, or you know, this weekend's not good for me, whatever. Like, just be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you being mean?
Why are you lying? It's not
about
cute.
Corey Graves of all people. He ain't worth it. I mean, Carmella seems like the biggest ding dong I've ever seen in my life, but
yeah. And then they were in Connecticut for like to visit his town, which is like one town over from where he and his family lived. And they went on like this date day where they went to like this chocolate place and they went on to dance classes and then they had this dinner or whatever. And she was shocked to have people not happy to see her.
Yeah.
Like people were yelling homewrecker and whatever. But they're like, you're like in on their territory.
Well, that's also fake. I mean, no one's yelling homewrecker at anybody. But I'm sure people were like, ooh, that guy with that girl. Because he's famous. And if it's in his hometown, people in his hometown know.
Because it's like a fucking podunk town. So like,
yeah, so people
they
know
he's
famous.
Who he is.
They know what's going on with him. So I'm sure they were like, ooh, the drama.
Yeah.
They're into it.
Yeah. So.
I mean, why would that surprise you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, girl, let's be real.
Yeah.
So yeah, Carmella's the worst. Sonia's really actually pretty annoying. Uh-huh. Liv is a fucking mess.
Yeah, this all sounds accurate.
Liv is a mess. So, I mean, in like a I'm a fun party girl and go out kind of way. But like Naomi put together this girls trip for the Iconics, essentially. Mm-hmm. And the Iconics left after the first night. They're like, yeah, this is just a bit much for us because they don't drink. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew that. They invited them over for this big drinking weekend on at this beach house and they're like, we don't drink, but we'll go out with you. So then they went out to like 3 o'clock in the morning and we're just like sipping water.
That sounds miserable. Yeah.
So the next morning they're like, yeah, we're going to go. Liv got shit faced and invited basically an entire bar of Florida men back to their beach house the next day for a party. Mm-hmm. She's just a little bit of a mess. Let's see. So Naomi's kind of annoying. She's been kind of going downhill just as a character for like several years.
Yeah.
Liv's a mess. Carmela's annoying. Sonia's pretty annoying. Rhonda's Rhonda. Mm-hmm. Natty's Natty.
Mm-hmm. It's all bad.
Naya has been like a mega, they're painting her as like a villain, like mm-hmm. a mega bitch this season. But then they just revealed that she has no ACL.
Yeah.
Her ACL in both of her knee, one of her knees is like completely gone. So it's fully ruptured. They don't mm-hmm. even know how long it's been not there. But she's been like, I've been so uncomfortable for a long time. I've been in so much pain, but I've just been working through it, working through it, working through it. Well, it's because she doesn't have an ACL.
Yeah.
And, so now she's going to go get surgery. And yeah. then the Bellas were on the episode yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God, I miss you guys.
Oh, my God.
I miss you guys so much.
Well, they're filming for Total Bellas.
They are.
So.
So I'm excited. And they looked great.
Yeah, they're incredible.
They look so great.
And they know how to put on reality TV.
Yes.
They're not fucking Ronda Rousey and rubbing peanut butter on their pussy.
Yeah, it's just like it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, this is why I stopped watching.
I wasn't feeling good when I got home last night and Josh was working late. And so I just like laid on the couch and put on Total Divas because I was like, I need to watch.
Oh, well, that's when it's
I need perfect. To watch yeah. all the things. And yeah. so like I just let it keep playing until yeah. I was caught up. And I was just like, I don't really like anyone this season.
No.
So
it's a mess.
It is a mess. It's a big old mess. So that's what's happening there. I also watched Dynamite and I watched Dark. Did you watch either of those this week?
Yeah.
Obviously.
I don't miss it.
I'm going to say something that people are probably not going to like, but I didn't really like Dark this week.
It was fine.
I was really, really, really looking forward to the Mercedes match.
It was messy.
And it was a fucking disaster.
It was messy. Even Mercedes looked messy.
Yes.
Even Mercedes looked
messy. And I'm like, I don't like any of this. Why does this look so bad?
Yeah, it was sloppy. I think the biggest thing, the biggest gripe that I've at least seen, but also that could depend completely on where I go on the internet and who I follow, but the biggest gripe I've seen is like the women's division in AEW is a hot fucking mess.
Yeah, it is a hot fucking
mess. Even the
mess.
People like Mercedes, like Riho, like, you know, who are supposed to be more experienced or whatever mm-hmm. are still kind of like falling flat.
I still really like Britt Baker.
So Britt Baker had actually a promo on Dynamite and I actually mm-hmm. really liked it. I thought it
really
finally
good.
Gave her personality.
Yeah.
And beyond just like, I'm a dentist.
Yeah.
And I thought she did a really great job.
I thought it was
I
amazing.
Thought she like that promo was great.
Mm-hmm.
Her in-ring work is okay.
Sure.
For Britt Baker. Like she's not super sloppy or like stale, but she's not like amazing, but I could see potential.
But I think she's solid.
Yeah.
I think she's perfectly
it's just
fine.
She's kind of boring.
Yes.
But like I said, the promo I was kind of like, oh damn, Britt, okay.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah. So whatever's going on with Brandy is kind of weird. I don't really understand it, but it's okay.
But it's
I'm
weird.
Like, and I here's the thing, like okay.
Here we go.
Okay. I don't Brandy can do her thing, whatever. It's so Brandy's some sort of like manager or whatever for Awesome Kong. Mm-hmm. I'm you know, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah.
And they're going to run the women's division or whatever. But like, okay.
You're trying to formulate your thoughts.
I'm trying to formulate my thoughts. So like Brandy's sitting there in her promo being like, people think I just got here because I'm Cody's wife or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm like.
We're like, but you did.
But you did. And like, no offense to
no
Brandy.
No offense. You've worked hard, but like you did get the opportunities you got because
yeah.
of who you're married to. And that's
yeah.
okay.
But
and maybe ride that. In your like character.
Yeah, exactly. Like lean into it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going heel.
Yeah.
But also it's like no offense to Brandy. I'm not saying what she's doing is bad. It's just weird and I don't really understand it. But like why are we spending all this time on like all these Brandy promos? And they're pretty like she's got her hair and makeup. It's like heavily edited. It's like pre-filmed and you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like they're mm-hmm. spending a lot of time and money on these
There's
packages.
Costumes.
Yeah, for Brandy. Like they're going for
There's fascinators.
Yeah. yes, the fascinator budget is through the roof. you know, so like they're spending a lot of time on these packages for Brandy. And like, we just got one for Britt Baker that was really well done. I'm like, but where's my package for like Riho? Like, what is Riho about? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, where's the package about like some of the newer girls that they've been bringing in the last few weeks have been seemed like they have a lot of potential, like Jamie Hayter and Shanna. And
but I'm like, whom?
Whom? Who are you? What's your story? Why are you here? Why are you fighting? Be careful, Mouse. That's hot.
Hey.
I'm just worried because the cat is like sniffing the stove that just had tea on it and it's like hot. And she's like, oh, it's because of the chicken. She's trying to get to the chicken. Pause. So anyways, so yeah, like we're spending a lot of time on these Brandy packages and that's whatever. But like what they seem to do really well with these packages that they can kind of plan out and mm-hmm. I don't want to say script, but like plan out and edit and thoughtfully craft their characters. I'm like, yeah. I would like to see more of that. For some of these other women in the division who, no offense, are actually wrestlers, mm-hmm. you know, and like, mm-hmm. so I can stand more behind like the actual wrestlers. Like, I already love Awesome Kong. We yeah. already love Awesome Kong. We yeah. already know who Awesome Kong is. I don't need Brandy to like do these big elaborate things and be Awesome
right.
Kong's manager.
Right, right, right.
I'm already fully on board with Awesome Kong. But like, what about even Riho? I'm like, okay, she's cute. Like, why do I care that she's champion? You know what? You know, yeah. So like, that's my thing with the women's division is like, I do think they have a lot of women who are more new to wrestling. And even by new to wrestling, I mean the last they've only have like 2 to 5 years of experience, which is still a lot of experience. But compared to like people who are, you know, Chris Jericho and Cody Rhodes and the Young
right.
Bucks.
That's like nothing. They're babies.
Exactly. So I see. They do think they're newer, but I think they have potential. But I want me like I want to care about them. I don't want to just like here's our women's match. You know what yeah. I mean?
But and that's kind of what they're doing. They're just
that's
like
what
here
it
they
feels
are.
Like. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. Like at what is it called? Full Gear is this weekend, right? And mm-hmm. Riho's got a championship match against Emi Sakura, which is like okay. But, like, it makes no sense because I guess they just needed the women's title match on the card. But, like, literally, Emi Sakura, I don't think, has a win except until she got her win in a tag match on Dynamite. I'm like,
you're like, what?
Why?
Why is she wins, the one?
Why is she number one contender? Like, when did that happen? There was no number one contender match. And I don't even think Sakura has that good of a record. So, like,
yeah, what? I don't
none
know.
None of this makes any sense to me. You know what I mean? That's yeah. where I'm like... okay, I want to see that match because I think it's a good match because even in the tag match, like Riho and Sakura had good chemistry because they've worked together, but like
but they're not elevating that division.
And why? Like why? Why do those two
or
have a
title.
Match? Like
yeah.
we have this whole story and Cody got this whole promo for his title match and there's this whole drama and then Riho and Sakura was just like, oh, she's defending her title. I'm like, what since when? When was there a number one contender match? Like what's happening?
Yeah. That's I will say Cody had a fucking fire ass
oh,
promo.
It was great.
It was so good. And like those are the kinds of promos that I just makes my dick hard.
Oh, I already know.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was just like, yes, Cody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. And even Chris Jericho's heel ass parody promo package
yeah.
was really funny and
it
well
was.
Done.
It was.
Like that was great.
His parody package was actually very funny and I yeah. enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
But like Cody's serious, mm-hmm. like this is my life mm-hmm. promo was dope. And what? I was like, oh, yes, this is why I love wrestling.
Yeah. No, it was great.
Thank
I
you.
Mean, yeah, everything's great. And like I said, like I'm not going to discount AEW or discount their women's division or anything because like, let's be real. What they've had. 5 weeks of TV time.
Exactly.
Like, I understand they need to
time.
Work it out and figure it out.
Sure.
If it's a year from now and we're still saying the same things about the women's division, I'll be concerned. But
right.
that's right now what my gripe is the women's sure. division is like so weird and random. And I want to like these women.
Yeah.
Because they do put on good, entertaining matches. But like, I feel like I'm not getting like the stories or the reasons or like why
sure
even on being the I love being the elite and like all that stuff I'm you know I'm a fan of them but like I don't even see like the weird quirky stuff with the women on being the elite
yeah
it's just the dudes
yeah
I'm like
okay. dicks yeah I mean I will say the only like small defense I would have there is that the main event storyline, the Cody Jericho, that was written a year ago. Oh, do you know what I mean?
For sure.
It's been developed. It makes sense. It's easy. Yeah. It didn't take a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. But then they gave the title to Riho, who I don't know anything about her. Mm-hmm. That's not an easy transferable storyline. Yeah. You got to kind of work at it. It needs some time to grow. And the 5 weeks that they've had is not enough time.
Yeah.
So it does. It's not as easy of a story to tell.
Right.
Whereas Cody and Jericho, they didn't need to do anything, honestly. Yeah. They just could show up and it's fine.
Yeah.
And everyone gets it. Yeah. And there's already the history there and everyone's good.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to try as hard, even though they're trying pretty hard and they're doing great.
Yeah.
They didn't, the women need more. And I don't think they really thought it all the way through when they made the champion.
Here's the thing. I think they were banking on probably a lot of different women that maybe didn't necessarily sign with them because they went maybe the NXT WWE route or Kylie Rae. I think they were banking big on her. And then when she was like, no, this isn't for me or whatever happened. So I think that might have thrown a wrench in their plans too. I think they were actually probably going to give it to Kylie Rae. I think she was going to be their first champ and kind of the star, so to speak, of their women's division. And then, they gave it to because think about it. Riho and Kylie Rae, their whole thing's very similar, right? They're cute. They're sweet. They're smiley. They're happy.
Yeah.
They're
having a good time.
No, but her thing is very similar to Kylie Rae.
Yeah, but I don't really love Kylie Rae either.
I don't know too much about her, honestly.
Yeah.
But same thing, I don't know too much about Riho. I'm like, okay, cool.
I don't know too much about any of the women because they're not really giving it to us.
Yeah. And I was like you said, I was like, oh my God, Mercedes Martinez is on Dark. I have to watch this right now. And then I was like, ooh.
What's happening? Ooh. What is actually happening?
Yeah,
it was rough.
It was rough. I mean, and that can be attributed to a lot of different things, but it was rough.
Yeah. Yep. Are you going to watch Full Gear this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm actually off this weekend. So I'm like, oh,
fun.
I don't know. I'm very excited. And I get paid on Friday. So I'm like, ooh, I'm going to have an old school day, ordering pizza, watch the pay-per-view, when I was a little girl.
Oh, cute. I was going to ask if you wanted to come over and get high and watch the pay-per-view. But I respect you and your order pizza and stay home.
I don't want to get high.
Okay.
I just want to eat pizza and watch wrestling.
No, that's fair. That's totally fair.
So, yeah, I'm going to have a good, fun Saturday night with some wrestling and some pizza. And I'm really excited. And I'm hoping because it's the first pay-per-view since they've been on TV that they really go all, they really lean into it. And because all things having said all those things, their go-home show for their pay-per-view was very good, very solid.
Mm-hmm.
Good matches, good storytelling all around.
Great promos.
Even the... The Riho Sakura tag match, it's still, you got some good storytelling moments in there, and it kind of, So it was very good all around.
Yep. I mean, Cody's going to beat Jericho, right?
He has to, right?
I mean, he said that if he doesn't win, that he's never going to challenge again.
Why would you create your own wrestling promotion and have your whole backstory being he never won the world title in WWE and that's all he always wanted and then never go for it?
Yeah, so I think he wins for sure.
I do too.
Plus, Jericho jinxed himself by having Donald Trump Jr. on his podcast this week.
Oh, yeah.
So you bring that evil into your life.
I don't know. I think Cody didn't vote for Trump, I'm pretty sure.
he probably did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But at least he's not flaunting it.
Right.
It's not open.
Right.
But I would guess that most wrestlers probably voted for Trump.
I would think they either... No, here's what I think. I think most wrestlers don't vote because most people don't vote. And I think
that's
most,
probably very true.
I think a lot of wrestlers probably would go for a third party person.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think a good solid handful go for
a third party
type of person.
Yeah.
At least in last election because it was so fucking weird.
Yeah, the last election was very weird.
So fucking weird.
Do you think Trump's going to get impeached?
No.
Me neither.
That's the tea.
That's the
tea. Because our entire government is corrupt and we're all screwed.
Yeah, I'm somebody was, oh God, two of my friends were placing bets. does he get impeached? Does he not get impeached? Mm-hmm. Like money bets. And I said, I will bet, I'll get in on this bet $15 that mm-hmm. he not only doesn't get impeached, but he gets reelected. And they're like, no, I'm like, wait for it.
Our government's corrupt. There's foreign powers interfering. Yeah. Everyone in this country is a fucking moron. So. Old people are the only ones who vote. I mean, that's the thing, is people are betting on it. I'm like, but are you going to vote? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, not only is he not going to get impeached, but he's going to get fucking reelected, and we're all just going to collectively jump off of a bridge. Yeah. So, and our planet is burning.
And that's how Sue
sees it.
So anyway, that's good fun politics corner.
I mean, I obviously don't want that to happen. But no, like, but like, I'm not an idiot.
Let's be realistic. I'm not holding my fucking breath.
Yeah. What's happening in the world of Jonas Brothers?
Well, I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah. Because Kevin just had a birthday.
It was just Kevin's birthday. Happy birthday, Kevin. You're at least number two, sometimes number one when Joe's being weird.
Yeah.
The Jonas Brothers are releasing a Christmas song tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight. At midnight. Well, 9 p.m. our time.
Is the night to become one. Okay, yes. So
new Jonas Brothers music, new Christmas music. I'm pumped. This is my time. Everyone,
what's it called? It's like every day is Christmas.
Yeah, every day. Make every day feel like Christmas.
You make every day feel like Christmas.
Something like that. So, very JB.
Very. Like, it's too wordy. Like, yeah. There's too many words.
Yeah.
It's too, like, lovey-dovey.
Yeah, but that's so it's them.
Very JB.
And I'm going to listen to it all season long.
Of course.
So here's the thing.
It's going to be Mariah and that.
Exactly. Maybe a little bit of Kelly Clarkson. Her Christmas album, solid.
Mm.
Here's the thing. People start getting excited in, like, August, September when Halloween stuff rolls out or the pumpkin spice, whatever. I'm like, meh. But when the Starbucks Christmas drinks and Mariah Carey starts playing and all the Christmas decorations start coming out in stores, that's when I ascend.
Peppermint chocolates. That's when your whole body like lifts towards the heavens.
Yes.
This
is my time. And like things, it starts getting dark earlier and people kind of like just start being more chill. Well, yeah. Not like at retail establishments, but like everywhere else, you're kind of like more chill because you're kind of tired and fucked up all season long and you like have seasonal depression, like whatever.
And like the end of the year is coming and you're like, okay.
And all of us are broke and stressed. You know, all we want to do is like watch Christmas movies and bake cookies. Like, this is my time.
This is the time.
This is it.
I do love a good holiday. Burr months are the best months.
Yeah.
And I love peppermint. With chocolate.
Yeah.
And cookies. It's just like all the treats.
Yeah.
All the, like, you get all the sweet treats. Like, all the sweet treats really come out to play. But then you also get all the good, like, savory dishes.
Yes.
Like, it's really just like food heaven.
Yes.
Happens around the holidays.
So it's really not a great time to be, like, you know, have heartburn and indigestion. But no. I've got my Pepto-Bismol.
And
so
we're
I'm
doing
good.
Our Wednesday vegetarian days, which are going to help just, like, jumpstart our. Mm-hmm. Non-indigestion.
Yeah, that's true. Once a week is all it takes to solve your digestive issues.
Well, I'm gonna try once a week and see how my one day goes, and then maybe I'll go two times a week.
Okay.
And then maybe I'll be three times a week, and then next thing you know, I'm gonna be a vegetarian.
That'll never happen. But
you don't think so? I don't eat that much meat.
We just had chicken for dinner.
I know, but I don't eat that much meat that frequently, because if you were not coming over, I was 100% going to just have that bowl of vegetable soup and saltine crackers.
Nice.
So, like, I don't eat meat that frequently.
I hate meat.
I think I could do vegetarian, no problem.
Mm.
Like, I mean, obviously a problem, but I wouldn't be like, especially because there's so many, like, meat substitutes now.
There's so many meat substitutes.
So, like, I think I could very easily
do
vegetarian. Yeah. Vegan is very hard, but I think I could do vegetarian.
Well, there's even a lot of vegan options now coming out that are easily accessible in, you know, your normal everyday grocery stores. But God,
what if I just decided tomorrow I'm going to try to do vegetarian, how long I could go?
Try it. I mean, I can definitely do like,
I mean,
no
I don't know
meat.
That I want to do it over a weekend.
Oh my God, this bitch. I mean, I could definitely do like no red meat, but I need protein. Like, I need, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I need
you get
a meatball.
That from, like, legumes?
No, but I'm talking like I need spaghetti and meatballs. Like I don't want just spaghetti and red sauce. I need spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, see, I would be okay with spaghetti and red sauce. I would be okay with spaghetti and butter.
Oh, that's how my dad does it.
And no red sauce.
Ah, yeah. Anyway.
I don't know.
I'm not.
Should I take this vegetarian journey? I don't know that I should start it tomorrow.
Especially because
if I'm sick, Lord knows I'm probably going to want chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
But I could do vegetable soup or I could do ramen. Let's fucking try it.
Okay.
YOLO. Maybe I'll put it on my vision board. Make it easy for myself.
But isn't there animal product in ramen?
That's vegan. I'm doing vegetarian. Vegetarians just don't eat meat. Vegetarians still do like eggs and cheese and butter and all that bullshit.
I mean, I guess.
So like I'm just doing vegetarian. No meat.
Okay. Cool.
Let's see. Do you think I can? How long do you think I can make it?
Like 4 days.
4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you think I can make it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm like breaking down. I need some meat.
Yes. Or I think it'll happen accidentally. I think someone will be like, oh, do you want a piece of chicken, like a chicken strip? I have one left over. And you'll be like, sure. And then you'll be like, fuck. Something like that.
I think I'll make it 2 days. So I appreciate you having more faith
in
me.
I mean, I have faith in you, but I'm also being realistic.
Yeah.
A bitch needs meat.
A bitch needs some meat.
Oh, that's the tea.
I love some good meat in my mouth.
Yeah.
So she says. Wow. Have you been watching Survivor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Samesies. I don't miss Survivor.
No, Survivor's like getting pretty good.
It is getting pretty good. So, yeah. Like, I don't know how it's possible, but still, nobody has broken the news of what Island of the Idols actually is. Everyone is still kind of keeping it
a secret. Well, and they don't even
at the merge,
unless it's just like not being shown on TV and it's edited out. They're not even really talking to each other amongst each other, like the people who have gone to Island
of
Idols.
Okay, so
I think the only person who said anything was Nora, because she can't keep her mouth shut to anybody. But she talked to Elizabeth, maybe one of the other girls who went to Island of the Idols, and she was like, oh, so you saw them, right? And they were like, yeah. But that's it. The other people, like, they don't even seem to talk amongst themselves. They're just like, oh yeah, it's this game and I didn't play the game, or it said you lose. But isn't that awfully convenient that everyone is like telling the same story and they all like, oh, I didn't play, or oh, I lost, like I don't have an idol, really? It's called Island of the Idols and you think no one comes back with an idol?
Yeah, right? Like, no one's even really question, or they're all just assuming, yeah, they probably have an idol. Let's just not even put them on the table,
because
it was going to fuck us.
Yeah. Well, and for the most part, it does seem like the people who've gone to Island of the Idols haven't really been targets.
No.
So
it's very weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Yeah. But the people who have gone to Island of the Idols haven't really been target-worthy people either.
Yeah.
It's been... They're very under the radar people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm very excited about this season at this point. Like, there was a really like kind of crazy move that happened in this last episode where Kelly, who I think might be my favorite player.
She's mine right now.
Because she's very just like keeping it cool, keeping it calm, keeping it collected. And she just had a weird power move where she had
an idol.
But
no one even knows she did the power move.
No one knows she did it. No one
so there's
even
no target on
knows
her back.
She did it.
And she pulled it off.
Which is the most amazing, because that doesn't normally happen. I am a little concerned, though, that the guy that she just saved is going to try to get her out next episode.
Yeah, because he would.
Because he would. He seems like a fucking dick. But yeah, I think she's my favorite right now. Mm-hmm. And I really love Boston Rob and Sandra. Mm-hmm. And their just like commentary during tribal councils and with the people who go to the Island of the Idols. I thought I would hate this season. I'm actually kind of liking it.
I'm kind of liking it, but I think, because here's the thing, like, and I think a lot of the people still playing are like just terrible shit players, but they're like so bad that it's funny.
Yeah.
And it just makes for like crazy tribal councils because no one actually knows what the fuck they're doing.
No.
And now we're kind of starting to get to the point where like the better players are like emerging and starting to play because they know they're so close to the merge.
Yep.
And then once we get to the next week is the merge. They already said.
They've already, yeah.
Yeah. So like then next week, I think it'll really like it'll just be fucking crazy because it's like there's like the two original tribes, but then they swapped. But then some people from this tribe like betrayed other people in their tribe. So the old people won't go back to it.
Yeah.
It'll just be nuts.
It's going to be nuts. I'm excited. And things always get like real at the merge.
Yeah.
Because then you see where, like, all the lines actually are.
Yeah.
And people will start playing for themselves, not playing for the team.
Yeah, you're not thinking of challenges and all
and that's
that.
Always interesting, too, to see who will backstab who.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm excited. Yeah. I am excited. All right. Who's your baddest bitch of the week?
Baddest bitch of the week.
I have a person, but I don't want to say it because I feel like it's not great. It's Cody.
Oh, Cody's okay.
Cody's okay. I just like hate to give it to Cody. But like Cody.
He did a great promo.
Had a great promo.
Even
that,
The
like,
Rock said, tweeted him.
Oh, he did.
The Rock was like, nice promo, brother.
Oh.
And I was like, cool.
Cool. No, it like felt good. You know how like sometimes you like be watching, you'll be watching a promo and you get like chills. Like mm-hmm. it was good. So I say Cody for me.
My baddest bitch, I'm going to nominate, but Cody can win, but I would like to give an honorable mention to Britt Baker because she also managed to put together a decent promo and made me be like, oh, maybe you're not just fucking boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Get it, yeah. Britt. So, yeah, they can both win. Dual bad bitch.
That's so cute.
I hate to do this to you.
Do you need to poop?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. So we can pause or you can have a conversation with associate producer. Oh, he's saying absolutely not. So we're just going to pause.
Okay.
We'll be back after the break. And we're back.
And she's fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine-ish. I mean, I don't know. Is this what the flu feels like?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you never had it because I get my flu shot.
I've never had it either, but I don't get a flu shot because I never had it. And I'm like, I'm cool.
That is sound logic right there. That is good. Why get the flu shot when I've never had the flu?
I mean, I don't think it's the flu. Don't you normally throw up with the flu?
I don't know. I've never had it. I get the flu shot.
I think when you get the flu, you throw up.
Okay.
Maybe. And I haven't thrown up.
Well, I'm proud of you for not throwing up.
But you know who did throw up a few days ago? Josh.
Really?
Yeah, right?
Has he been sick? Or that was it? He
was that was like an isolated incident. He was sick for like a day.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe he gave me the flu. Maybe I have the weird Eastern European flu. Maybe I just have a regular flu. Maybe I'm just tired.
It could be anything.
It could be any of them. Anything. Maybe I just had a little bit too much cheese with lunch.
Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's going on with my body? No one knows.
Not me.
You know what I know? Do you know? It's time for a hot dog cannon.
Ooh, doesn't that sound good right now? Hot dog
cannon.
Ooh, we're just casually talking about shit.
Pew, 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 pew.
And now we're talking about hot
dogs.
Do
hot dogs make you shit?
Everything makes you shit.
True. Wow. You just blew my brain. I mean, I guess everything makes you shit.
It just depends on how, you know, watery it is.
Everything makes you shit.
Everybody has those days.
I was trying to think of something other than everybody has those days, and I couldn't think fast enough. Wow. Appreciation hot dogs into the universe. You got any?
Appreciation hot dog to Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, thank God.
I wish they would sponsor us because I could use some free Pepto-Bismol at this stage in my life.
You're like, I feel like I got a lot of years of Pepto. Yeah. So like any supply we could get.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if we could just reach out to them. I feel like they don't have a lot of people willing to be spokespeople on their behalf.
No, I will sing a jingle. I don't care.
I'll sing a jingle. I'll wear a costume.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just wear a costume. Do you have a pink tablet?
Yeah.
I'll wear
a costume. I will stand on college campuses and hand out samples of Pepto-Bismol. 100%. I don't care.
You know who needs Pepto-Bismol?
College
students.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, hit us up, Pepto. What other associate producer, you got any appreciation hot dogs?
He's not going to speak into the microphone.
He might. He's leaning forward.
No.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Yeah. It's a oomp, no.
There it is.
Oomp, there it is.
And there it goes.
I would like to appreciate Netflix for always having Gilmore Girls available for me when I'm ready to start it over.
Will it, though? Because, you know, like, NBC's doing their own streaming. HBO's doing a new streaming. Like, everyone, all their streamings are, like, breaking off. So, like, NBC's taking Office and Parks and Rec off of Netflix once they get their thing going, and then Disney's probably gonna take a bunch of stuff off. Like, yeah,
well, I don't know. I guess I appreciate not to Gilmore Girls for always being there for me, yeah, in some capacity
for now.
Well, they'll be somewhere.
Well, here's what's gonna happen. It's gonna be such a pain in the ass that, like, the TV shows I watch over and over, like Parks and Rec for instance,
I'll just buy them
digitally.
Yep.
And then you have it.
I mean, I did panic and purchase the first season of Gilmore Girls a couple years ago.
On DVD, not even digitally.
When it disappeared for a minute, and I just went to my local, what's the name of that place? Book Off, and bought it.
Right.
So that I would always have it and I wouldn't have to worry. But I did finish Love Island.
Oh, okay.
And so then I was like, okay, now what do I do? And I was like, let's catch up on the stuff you're behind on, right, your total divas, etc. And then I was like, nah, why catch up on those when I can just start Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not starting anything because I'm like, Disney Plus is about to take over my life. So, like,
sure,
I'm not even watching anything. What are you,
what's the first thing you're going to watch? Oh my gosh.
Listen, this is keeping me up at night thinking about what the first thing I'm going to watch on Disney Plus is.
Because you can only have the first thing you're going to watch once.
I know.
It's a one and done, so you have to choose wisely.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know. I still do not know. Because it's like, I don't want it to be something I own already or that I could just watch right now. It has to be something I don't have access to or easy access to. So I don't know. I still haven't made up my mind and it stresses me out.
Hey now. That's what I'm going to watch first.
That's a great first for you. That's got meaning on different levels.
It does. It does have a lot of meaning.
So it's very sweet and cute. I still don't know, but I'm going to choose very carefully. I'm not just going to willy-nilly.
I think that's wise. Play. Are you going to just like scroll through, take your time, what's there? Yeah,
exactly.
Just really.
It might be High School Musical. I don't know.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. I think that's a solid one.
That's a solid choice.
Yeah.
I mean,
that might be my second.
Yeah,
movie.
Exactly.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It's exciting. What day is that? 14th?
The 12th.
The 12th. So it's, oh my God.
It's Tuesday, I think.
It's right around the corner.
Tuesday, yeah.
It's right around the corner. Yeah. I'm very excited. Did you see the pictures for like the cast of Lizzie McGuire getting back together?
Yes.
And I'm like, wow.
We're old.
We're old, but also you guys all look the same, except for the dad who looks the same, but more hippie.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't surprise me, though.
The mom and the brother look identical.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. What a time to be alive.
Yes.
What any disappointment dogs? I forgot what segment we were doing.
Yeah, no, it's
disappointment
normal.
Dogs.
Disappointment dog. Just like, you know how like there's traffic, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, there's traffic. Let's do major construction on the freeway for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
But then
it's never not construction on the freeway.
It's never not construction on the freeway. And then even when they finish the construction, guess what? Still traffic.
And when they finish the construction, they just start new construction somewhere else.
So it's like,
they never stop.
I don't know how to tell anyone this, but the way to alleviate traffic is public transportation. Shh, don't tell anyone.
I mean, you don't do public transportation.
Okay, abso-fucking-lutely
so
not.
So, like...
But if there was...
And neither do I, so, like, that's not really a solution for us.
No. We would still drive, because we're fucking terrible.
We're awful.
But if there was, like, safe, reliable, inexpensive public transportation that other people could take to, like, get them to their jobs...
to get those people off the road so that there was more room for us. Me. Exactly. Then feel free to do that, other people.
Yeah, no, I would still drive my car. I mean, come on. Come on. But I'm saying, like, that's what it is. That's just what it is.
All right. I think that's fair.
It is fair.
Wow. Okay. cool. I don't really, I mean, my disappointment dogs. Oh, my appreciation, back to appreciation hot dog. I would like to appreciate my vision board. My vision board is fucking killing it. Mm-hmm. I haven't showed you my vision board. I've only showed one person, two people. I showed Josh. He lives here.
Okay.
And then I've shown my sister because we were FaceTiming. And I was like, do you want to see this? Because it's happening. Mm-hmm. My vision board is working.
So is that like you can't, is it like a birthday wish? Like the more people you tell, the less it'll come true or something?
No, I just felt like it was really personal.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what that, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
But it just felt like really personal. And so I didn't want to like I took a picture of it and I was going to put it in the Discord. And then I was like, I don't want to put it in the Discord because this is really personal.
Okay.
Like it felt weird for me to do that.
Okay, well, so do what makes you feel best.
So I didn't do it, so sorry Discord. That was me kind of shitting on the Discord, but that's not,
no, it's not shitting on the Discord, it's just your felt, own personal feeling.
It just felt like I shouldn't, and so I didn't.
That's okay.
But like my vision board's killing it, and I just threw away the flowers today from the event that we had, and I, when I went to the grocery store, I just bought a dozen red roses that were $4.99.
Beautiful.
And I was like, let's put them in the vase because I am going to be a girl who always has roses. Not roses, always has flowers.
Flowers.
Because it makes me happy.
Good.
And it was $4.99.
Yeah.
So like, why would I not
do
that?
You definitely spent $4.99 on stupider shit.
Oh my God. I've spent $4.99 on things that have fully just gone in the trash.
Yeah, exactly. More than that even.
Yeah. Do you? I spent more than that on a potato with my husband's face on it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
So like,
yeah.
That also though brought me great joy.
Oh, yeah.
And so
I know.
It's okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. You know what time it is?
It's time.
It's time for Kumquat Corner. I don't think I can sing. Should I try? Let's see what happens.
All I want for Christmas Corner. Ooh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No, it's just there's a lot of things happening. Oh my God, I might call in sick to work tomorrow. Bye, work.
So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You can't be shitting in the outside bathroom all day. Other people need to use that bathroom.
Well, that one has stalls. Oh. So there's like several places for other people to also shit.
But do you want to be like having a situation?
Like, I feel like it's a shit only bathroom.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, why would anyone go out there all for the way out any there. Reason other than to shit?
Yeah, they're shitting.
Or, I mean, if you really, really, really have to pee and someone else is in the other bathroom, then, like, you would
run
like, to
run
that
down,
one.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're just, like, casually need to go to the bathroom, you're waiting for the inside bathroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you need to shit, yeah. Or if it's it's a pee emergency.
Yeah, a pee emergency.
Then you would be going to the outside.
Yeah.
So anyways, were we looking at Kumquat Corner? I forgot. Let's see here.
Wow.
Do you want to go first? Do we have actual questions?
No, but we can talk about our fans, our number one fans.
Yeah, our number one fans.
So Katie Sparks at Sparks_Katie86 says, you remember to tweet so proud, just a shout out to my favorite podcast, love you girls.
We love you too, Katie.
That's right, boo. Love you too.
You're the best.
We did remember. I'm proud of us.
Yep. That's great. Katie at Katie Bun said, this is something, and it's of RJ City talking about jerking off. So
that is something.
That's something.
That is literally something.
That's something. And do you want to do that last one?
And Angel Red at It's All Red Angel says, love you all so much. And oh no, I hope Carolyn feels better. Hope you all had a wonderful week. Love you too, man.
Hang loose, bud.
And I had an okay week. Carolyn, every week is a nightmare for her.
I don't have normal weeks.
Yeah, she literally doesn't.
I'm not capable.
God bless her. We are praying for Carolyn.
Thank you. I appreciate the T's and P's always. Yeah. Also, if you T and P for me, also T and P for my vision board because, I mean, it doesn't need it, but it likes it.
But you send like your posy vibes to the vision board.
Oh my God,
board.
I love all the posy
the
vibes.
The more posy vibes the vision board has, the more posy vibes it can send back out into Carolyn's world.
Exactly.
That's what she needs.
Posy vibe receiveth, posy vibe giveth.
All right. Wow, thank you guys so much for the shout outs and the love. Like, obviously we know we're the best, but we still like to hear it.
we need to hear it. It's actually very important for our self-esteem. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you need to talk about before we talk about holes?
Oh, are we doing that right now?
No, we're that's a separate podcast.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
so we have to wrap up the heels podcast so we can go to the holes podcast.
Got it. I just didn't come prepared with a hole, so now I have to, like...
Oh, that's okay. We can take a breather. Yeah, because, like, I think, like, we always have holes on the mind.
Well, obviously. But,
like, we have to have the right hole on the mind.
Yeah, no, yes, this is an educational podcast that we're producing here.
Holes at the ready.
Yeah, so I guess we're just getting ready to talk about holes, so we'll have to wrap up here.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. We love and appreciate you and your time and effort. If you want to do a couple things for us, that would be cool. Please first go to arcadeaudio.net, check out our podcast and all the other podcasts in the network. You can also go to patreon.com/arcadeaudio. That is where you can monetarily support our show for a very small monthly donation, but it makes us feel good in our hearts and souls. And that's where you get all your whole content. That's the Holes and Holes podcast is exclusive to patreon.com/arcadeaudio.
That's right.
And if you want to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HIH Karma.
I'm at HIH Carolyn. And our handsome producer is at HIH Producer. And you can also follow us at The Holes and Holes on Twitter.
But don't forget to subscribe to The Heels and Heels. I wouldn't recommend subscribing to the Holes and Holes podcast because we don't actually have a separate Holes and Holes podcast.
No, we sure do not.
So we cannot confirm nor deny or endorse anything that the actual Holes and Holes podcast is doing.
I mean, is there a Holes and Holes? Because that would be a problem.
That would be hilarious, but probably not. But
No, there's a Pull All the Holes.
Whew. Yikes. So don't leave a review there. Leave a review on the Heels and Heels and leave 5 stars for buttholes appropriately. And tell your friends and your family and your dogs to subscribe and 5 stars and review and rate and give us money to hear us talk about holes.
Great news. There's no Holes and Holes actual podcast.
Great
news. We got it.
We did it.
But again, it's not an actual podcast. It's just a mini series.
Yes.
But that could be a mighty series.
Woo!
On patreon.com/arcadeaudio. I think I'm ready to fever.
I think so too.
All right. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry about my voice. We'll talk to you next week. Bye. Oh, wait. No, I said everything wrong. Did you already stop it?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Oh, my God. First and fucking foremost, tell people you love that you love them because it's important. And always forget. Never forget. Fuck. What's happening? Fart with reckless abandon and shit at the outside toilet. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.